to butts. All right, we're trying something weird today. I don't know if it's going to work, but let's try it out. I'm calling it Blog Plus. All right, I wrote a blog post trying to have content that goes over multiple places. And you know what? Sometimes reading's a pain. So let's go through it together. I'll expand a little bit and, you know, we'll see if this is anything. All right, so I wrote a blog post called Crazy Little Idea Vehicles, Building and Rebuilding Idea Vehicles with Green Pegs and Creativity. We gather all the stuff we have around us, our skills, our tastes, and the materials we have access to. We take all that and we build our own crazy little idea vehicle. But will it work? Every creative has been there, deep in the ruins of an idea that we were once so excited about. We might be embarrassed, we're certainly confused, and it might lead us to questioning ourselves as creatives. It's painful, it's one of the worst parts of the creative life, but what if it's supposed to be this way? I recently went out on my own job-wise, full-time creative. It's something I'd been planning on, dreaming about every Monday morning. And on July 1st, I did it. And then everything hit the wall. What I had built and the direction I was going wasn't working. The buffers I had in place, they broke, and I was stuck on what to do next. Oh shit, now what, right? I have 4 kids. Years ago, this would have crushed me. And it did crush me for a couple days. My mind would say that clearly I'm a failure and I don't deserve love or cash for my efforts. I had a black and white perspective on the world and I held the dreaded fixed mindset. My mind would tell me that if I was any good, this would have been good. And because it's not, I'm not. Back then, I didn't understand the growth mindset. I didn't have any idea how creativity worked. It stopped me from getting shit done and I was miserable. But hopefully now I'm starting to know better. Here's what I know now. I know that if I hit a wall, it means the idea needs to grow. The idea I had before got me here, got me this far. But in order to keep going, it needs to die or it needs to evolve. It doesn't mean it was a bad idea. It just means it wasn't the big, great idea that you thought it was. That's all right. Ideas are kind of like that spin-off game from Angry Birds called Bad Piggies. I'm sorry, I don't even want to say Bad Piggies. But this is the analogy that came to my mind, so we're going with it, okay? So Bad Piggies is a game for iOS, and basically you take your pig and you build a little cart for him with all the materials that you have, or, you know, I haven't played in a long time. Bear with me here. Anyway, you build this little cart for this guy, and then you push it down the hill, and you know, he's probably going to crash, or he has all these gimmicks like balloons or fans or whatever. And you see if he can complete the level. Well, that's exactly what we do with ideas. We gather all the stuff that we have around us, our skills, our taste, and the materials that we have access to. Then we build this crazy little idea vehicle with all the parts that seem to work. Next, we push it down the hill of life, meaning we put it into the real world and we see what happens. Now, if it survives, we observe it to see if it finds an audience. Or if it fails miserably, then we pick up the pieces. Or worst of all, it just does nothing. And then we try again. You know, we go back up to the top of the hill and we adjust. We're supposed to adjust. If it doesn't work the first time, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. Or that you're not creative. Or that you should give up. It just means you need to pivot and grow. The things we build with our creativity are structures of ideas. Creations that we make in our minds. And then we bring them into the real world to see if they work. Ideas lead to other ideas, and it's all about growth. It's this process happening again and again and again. That's creative living. I had to learn to be okay with ideas not working. I'm still learning to let them go. I'm still learning to grow. But I have learned that holding on to ideas that should have died will burn me out. It'll burn you out. I also have to be okay with people seeing me fail. And that's probably the hardest part of all of this, right? You know, when you're playing Bad Piggies and you push the pig down the hill, well, no one's going to see it. But when you start putting stuff out there in real life, if it's shit, well, you're going to have to own up to that. And you're going to have to try again. You're going to have to grow. But that's what creative living is, you know? So here I am. I'm taking my next idea. I'm putting it together the best I can. And I'm running it down the hill. If it survives and I'm happy with it, great. It's on to the next one. The next life level. If it doesn't, well, then I'm back at the top of the hill and I'm trying again. That's what creative living is, and that's how we grow. I hope you found this encouraging. You got this, bud. Show up. Do the work. I'll be right there in the trenches of creativity with you.